This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
This is Monster, my podcast.
And this is the Toxic Water Spirit.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Copy paste.
Yep, very, very similar. Even though I think this is a scarier illustration.
Oh, just the mournful face?
Hands. The mournful hand, of the face in the hands. Mm-hmm. Like, and just so, like, sad and, like, pathetic looking.
Yeah. And it's also, I mean, like, literally more puddle-like. So, similar idea to the toxic earth spirit. This is probably a, you know, free-roaming water elemental that has been corrupted by pollution. Specifically, like, this, you know, lives in, like, wastewater. Probably, like,
yeah.
Trying to fend off the mermaids from giving it the slurp.
Yeah. Just like, this is like caviar for the mermaid chits. Like, they love drinking this stuff. And if you drink this guy, like, Yahtzee.
It's like that one episode of Futurama.
Just like, can you, like, what is the creature you'd most like to drink, Cole?
I don't know. The root beer elemental? I've got no idea.
Like, the root beer elemental would be pretty tasty.
Yeah.
Like, it's like good root beer. And dad's root beer elemental, which gets you a little drunk.
God, I hate it. That was a craze for a while, and, like, people kept on trying to force it on me. Like, no, this is too sweet. Stop it.
Yeah. It is very sweet. I understand, like, I actually like that there's alcohol for people who don't like alcohol.
Yes. Yeah. It's just not right
very
for
much.
Me. Yeah.
I was at, like, a party, and I had these weird, like, alcoholic seltzer water things.
Oh,
and
I was that. Like,
this is real dangerous. Like, it's not sweet, but it also doesn't taste that different than water.
Yeah, it doesn't taste like anything. Yeah. And they're also the ones that I've seen come in really big cans too.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, this could be, like, I could get way too drunk way too fast on this bad boy.
Yeah. I had,
like,
one of those.
This is dangerous.
We did board games at Dennis's house, and they had some of those just in a bucket. I was like, oh yeah. Yeah. One of these, like, no, I'm driving home tonight. I cannot. Oh,
this is much.
Yeah.
Back when I worked at Fred Meyer, worked at the department store, I used to drink energy drinks because I was tired all the time.
Right.
Cause I hated my job. And when I go home, I would not want to go to sleep, because the sooner I went to sleep, the sooner I go back to my job.
Right.
And, I would drink Balls energy drink, and they made Balls root beer.
Mm.
And that was the most, I think that wins for most pleasant tasting energy drink, because it just tasted like root beer.
Mm.
Like, there was no additional poison taste to it.
Huh. So it was just energy root beer.
Yeah. It just tasted like, and, you know, I don't drink full sugar sodas, like, almost ever, but, like, diet root beer doesn't quite cut it. And every once in a while, I just get a craving for, like, a root beer.
Yeah. Diet root beer is always really astringent is the problem.
Yeah. And root beer is good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like a good treat.
Yeah.
You know, every once in a while it's like, hmm. And, so that was my energy root beer, story. It was not dad's root beer. It was, like, nephew's root beer. You know, it's like your, you know, gamer cousin's root beer.
But I stopped drinking energy drinks. So I used to when I was in college, and I would drive home. It's like a 3-hour drive between Cincinnati and Ontario, where I live. And Mansfield. Sorry. If I say I'm from Ontario, it confuses people. It was a 3-hour drive. Long drive, especially if you just finished classes. So I would get two of the, like, Mountain Dew energy drink that basically just tasted like
Kick.
It wasn't Kick. It was different. Like, this was
Stomp.
Yeah. Yep. I would drink Stomp, the musical, the official drink
Mountain
of the musical.
Dew Crouch.
No, but I would get two of those. You know, I had two cup holders, and I would drink them over the course of the drive, just to stay awake and alert. I had to stop doing that after I felt my heartbeat.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, that's no good. You're not supposed to feel your heartbeat if you're not exercising.
Now, like, energy drinks for me are exclusively, like, if I had to get up early for a flight.
Oh, yeah.
I will treat myself to one.
Yeah.
You know, just to, like, quickly get caffeine into my body.
Well, especially for a flight, too. Like, if you're already stressed out, throwing coffee on that will make your tummy upset.
Exactly. Yeah. I don't want to shit my pants on the flight.
Yeah.
You know, so I'll do, like, an energy drink. And, like, energy drinks just has more than coffee. Like, I like coffee more as a taste thing, obviously. And also, that's a reasonable amount of caffeine. But at the same time, like, you know, sometimes I need extra.
Yes.
I need Mountain Dew Jump. Mountain Dew Flight.
Mountain Dew Jump by Van Halen.
There we go. That's the one I want.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.